Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Sa naganap na lubhang pagbaha nitong nakaraang linggo sa New South Wales at Queensland, mas tumindi ang debate sa epekto ng climate change, lalo na sa epekto nito sa kapaligiran at nagbubungang kalamidad. At sa nalalapit na pampederal na halalan, bago magtapos ang Mayo, mas tumitindi ang mga talakayan sa aspeto ng politika at ekonomiya. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Sunil Ashwati na sinalaysay sa Wikang Filipino. Nanawagan ng environmental advocate ang The Climate Council of Australia sa lahat ng mga kandidato sa nalalapit na halalang pampederal na ipaalam sa mga Australiano kung ano ang mga hakbang na balak nilang isagawa upang makatulong sa pagharap sa hinaharap kaugnay ng epekto ng climate change sa kapaligiran at kalamidad na nagbubunga dito. Si Amanda McKenzie ang nanunungkulang chief executive ng The Climate Council of Australia. Anya, nagkaroon ng sapat na babala ang kasalukuyang pamahalang pederal kaugnay ng issue. Ngunit wala itong isinagawang sapat ng mga hakbang.
Scientists have been very clear for about 30 years now to say that flooding risk is going to increase. Extreme weather events are increasing as a consequence of climate change. And climate change is driven by the burning of fossil fuels, coal, oil and gas. So the science is clear, we need to get off those forms of fuel. And unfortunately, under this federal government, for the last 8 years, we've seen no meaningful action on climate change.
Si Amanda McKenzie ang Chief Executive ng Climate Council of Australia. Sinabi rin ng Climate Council na dapat nang itangi ng mga kandidato ang kani-kanilang mga hakbang sa susunod na 3 taong termino ng pamahalang federal upang dagdagan ang renewable energy production at i-adjust ang kalakaran at hakbang sa ekonomiya ng bansa upang malibre ito sa paggamit ng fossil fuel. Ang problema ng climate change ay di niya masusolusyonan sa loob ng 3 taon. Ito ay isang issue na nangangailangan ng matagalang pagbabalak, higit pa sa isang termino ng pamahalaan. Ngunit aan kay Amanda McKenzie, nangangailangan ng agalang pagkilos sa nasabing issue. Pinagsisikapan ng kanilang organisasyong maitangi kung ano-anong agarang hakbang ang maaaring maisagawa.
We need to move really quickly to have our emissions plummet. We should have been drawing down our emissions over the last 20 years, but you know, now's the next best time to do that. So our emissions need to plummet by 75% this decade and then continue going down to zero.
Hindi naman naging sinkritikal ang kinatawan ng mga negosyante ang The Australian Industry Group sa nanunungkulang pamahalang federal kung ihahambing sa Climate Council. Anila, mayroong mga magandang pagsisikap na isinasagawa. Si Tennant Reid ang namumuno ng Climate, Energy and Environmental Policy ng Australian Industry Group. Ani Tennant Reid, habang binubuo ng iba't ibang grupo ang Australian industry at iba't ibang mga pangailangan nito, mayroong namumuong pagkaunawa na ang climate change ay di lamang suliraning pangkapaligiran, kundi pang-ekonomiya rin.
It is becoming clear to more and more businesses that there are opportunities in the multiple energy transitions needed to address climate change, but also that there are risks involved in not moving and not getting some of these calls right.
Ang isa pang matinik na usapin ay ang pagbuo ng hakbang upang maharap ang pabago-bagong epekto ng climate change. Ani Amanda McKenzie, ang mga komunidad tulad ng Lismore sa New South Wales ay kailangang itayo muli sa pagsalang-alang sa pagbabago sa kapaligiran bunga ng climate change.
Well, we need to be very clear about when we're building on floodplains. Where is the flood risk is what we need to be very aware of. The traditional areas of floodplains have now expanded, so we need to be aware of that. And the buildings that we put on floodplains, we need to appreciate will likely be flooded. So many of the areas that have previously, that are now experiencing these sort of mega floods, need to be very careful about building in the same areas because there will not be properties won't be able to be insured, and then people are left with nothing after a flood like this. So we can't afford to see that over and over again.
Si Amanda McKenzie ng Climate Council Australia. Si Alexi Boyd naman ang nanunungkulang Chief Executive ng Council of Small Business Organizations of Australia. Anya, ang mga miyembro sa mga naapektuhang lugar sa New South Wales at Queensland ay pinaalam na ang kanilang mga tinatawag na resilience plans. Ngunit kailangan pa Anya ng mas matagalang pagpaplano.
Well, certainly what COSBOA is hearing from its members, and in fact what we're hearing from other bodies like the Insurance Council of Australia, is that more money needs to be spent on resilience and planning and preparation rather than the 97% of funds which are paid in disaster relief after a disaster has happened.
Dagdag ni Alexi Boyd, ang mga small business ay mayroong kritikal na ginagampan ng papel sa mga komunidad at kailangan anyang maging sentro ito sa anumang mga balak para sa hinaharap sa pagharap sa climate change.
Well, I think when we're planning for the future, that small businesses are a massive part of that. And that's because we are the largest employer as a group, and we also have a large impact on the economy. And removing small businesses from the economy also removes their importance and value in community. So any forward planning when it comes to the environment needs to have small business in mind. What does the future look like? How can we plan for that economic impact and making sure that small businesses would remain as part of a community and a strong part of the community, because we all know that small businesses support their workers, their people, themselves, the local sporting groups. As small business people, we are an intrinsic part of that community, and we need to make sure that communities flourish, and part of that is making sure we've got strategies in place to deal with climate change.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.